Jet Set Nerds is my baby and I love it because I'm a nerdy traveler and that's what I like to do. And all these girls are amazing and joined in on the fun.
Next up, Stephanie.
It's out of order, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm Stephanie. I look like that or like this. I like to travel and do nerdy things and yeah. Thanks for being here. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween!
That's me. I'm your moderator for this evening, Curious Joy.
Hi!
I like that version of Curious Joy on the screen better, though.
I know. She's a lot better. She was also on Marvel.com, but we don't want to talk about that. Next slide, please.
Somebody took that photo.
Hi.
It's Michelle.
It's me. It's me with blonde hair. Hi, my name's Elle. I run the blog Your Friend Elle that has a lot of travel tips, but I also just created Nerd Out, which is a free app that you can use to find nerdy events near you. So you can use that while traveling.
It's actually pretty amazing, guys. You should totally download it.
Thank you. That's me. I'm Becky.
It's like she won a contest.
I'm next. I still get, you know, when it's like, I don't want to be picked last. Sorry, whoever goes last. Yeah, that's my sentence about me.
She hates being last.
Oh, bless.
All right. This is like Russian roulette over here. Like, who's next?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's you.
I'm like the only one without a really cool superhero photo. And so now we have to do a photo shoot. Yeah. Thanks.
I'm Jane.
We're all going to split the cost. Yeah, I know. We're doing it. I want your sexy picture. So we're going to talk about that for the rest of the time. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Kristen. I'm a huge travel junkie. I don't know how much of a nerdy traveler I am, but I am probably the most anal retentive, obsessive compulsive traveler that you'll ever meet. So if you ever want packing tips, I'm definitely the person to go to. But I am also nerdy without a cool photo.
I don't believe that you're nerdy because your photo is not nerdy. I'm sorry.
But this photo is taken at Comic-Con, and I'm wearing like those mermaid pants.
So I don't believe you.
Close up.
Cheating.
Oh hey, that's me. I'm a cosplayer. My name is Michelle. To everybody, Michelle on the internet. I am a writer for DefectiveGeeks.com, Geek and Sundry, Super Otaku. I host shows on Popcorn Talk Network and all sorts of crap. I am a nerdy traveler because I go to Japan almost every year, and I used to live there, but I go back every year and I do otaku stuff, like go to Akihabara and like see all the theme parks and really dumb nerdy stuff. It's great.
And she's also like a sea creature mermaid.
Yeah, like thing. Legends, bro.
Yeah.
You still
great.
She's not last.
Oh, apparently I'm not.
And we have...
That's my fear. I'm so sorry I made it happen to you.
You can all blame Becky.
I'm the coolest person on the panel.
Wait, that was not updated? Okay.
You
made
like an MC introduction.
Not an updated one.
She...
Well.
So, yeah.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jen Kretschmer. I am a TV person. I am a producer-director. I also have worked as a travel coordinator for NBC. I also act and do other random nerdy things and... have worked awesome. On this show since the very first year, so you will see me in a neon yellow shirt in about half an hour.
I don't believe that you're nerdy, because I don't see a nerdy picture.
I know. I
don't
believe
that you're a person,
because
I don't see a person picture.
Because I'm existing. You guys did bring a Hitchhiker's
Guide,
and so you're not.
I think you guys are all nerdy, but the people that didn't have nerdy pictures, Becky too.
But are they all people?
I don't know if you realize, but... She's actually, her initials are JRR, so this is her slide.
Almost.
Yes, she's very wise. And she said, not all who wander are lost.
Hey, good work. I really liked your work on The Hobbit.
Yes, it's great. It's great.
No, it was really fun, and, you know,
yay, technical difficulties.
And the places. So tell us, or not us, I know. Tell them, these lovely people, where are some of the places that you have gone? You can go down the line. Here you go.
I've been here. so that's pretty nerdy. I'm just planning another trip to Orlando, which is awesome for any nerdy people. I go to the Doctor Who Experience in Cardiff, and I I'm planning a trip to Star Wars Celebration next year in London, and hopefully one day I'll get to Japan. That's my goal.
It's so easy, just go. Yeah.
Ah. Good life advice. I relatively recently got back from doing a London, Paris, and Berlin trip, which was really cool. London, I set out to do nerdy things, like I went to the Harry Potter thing. Studio tour, studio. That's the one. Yeah, that was really cool. Berlin, though, was, like, surprisingly, reminded me of, like, every fantasy world I've ever been to, just walking through, like, Tiergarten and seeing all these, like, gnarled roots and little magical boats. So that was accidental nerd travel. And first hooked up with these ladies in Seattle, which was real cool. We did a big old...
Or, as you say, settle.
Yeah, mm-hmm, settle. But more on that later.
I'm not on Jet Set Nerd, just so you guys know. I was asked nicely by Anastasia to join them, so don't be confused.
Same here.
Okay, so I did mention I was in Japan. I go to Japan a lot. Most recently, I did the Attack on Titan experience at the Universal Studios Japan. I did the Harry Potter experience in Universal Studios Japan. They also have an Evangelion experience, and the Attack on Titan? I don't know. It was really intense. Like, I, like, crawled into the mouth of a titan. It was insane. there's an Evangelion hot spring experience you can go to in Hakone. There's, oh, good lord. I mean, because, you know, it's just the land of anime, so you can do all your, you know, I've been to all sorts of maid cafes, and ask me about anything embarrassing. I'll let you know.
Have you been to a cat cafe?
Yeah, I've been to, like, cat cafe, dog cafe. Right. There's owl cafes.
There was a cat cafe in London, but it was closed. It was the saddest thing ever. Like, all the cats have the day off, I guess.
Cats have days off?
They're scratching posts on the beach.
Their days are real hard, normally.
They sleep, like, 14 hours a day. They don't need a day off.
I actually have not done a ton of geek-themed travel. I have done a fair amount of international travel. But I am an expert on all things geeky in and around the Los Angeles area. I work too much to travel as much as I'd like to. So, yeah.
Let's see. I know I'm like one of those people too that hasn't really done geek themed travel. I mean, like at the
lies. I see you on this picture on the slide right there.
Wait, where am I doing?
Who's that?
Oh, okay. So like I go to all these things with my friends. So I go to all these. I am a world traveler. I mean, I've just recently, in the last probably 8 years, stayed put in LA, but I lived all over the country, New York, Boston, Seattle, Los Angeles. I lived in Italy for a while, so I've been all over Europe, pretty much every country there, and Australia, and Canada, Mexico, I don't know. Like, I've been everywhere, so I'm, again, an avid traveler. But I like to keep my geek stuff to LA. I don't know. I feel like when I'm going to do some geek excursion, my husband's not really a geek. I mean, he's in the fantasy. So my dream is obviously to go to New Zealand next and go do the Lord of the Rings thing.
Yes.
But obviously we're planning a trip to go to Scotland and Ireland in the spring, and we're gonna do the Harry Potter train and all that fun stuff. So I'm catching up. But really, I do more traveling to get away from it all. So I'm more of a, like, culture person. Like, I really like to immerse myself in the culture and not really necessarily, like, I went to Paris and I never went to the Louvre. Like, that's the type of person that I am. But I went to a coffee shop and sat there and watched people. So I don't know. That's just it. I've done things and I've been places. I guess I realize that I'm more of a book nerd than I think I am, because I don't read that much, but when I travel, especially European travel, I like all the places I tend to go. Like, when I was in northern Italy, I went to, like, where the Merchant of Venice takes place, or like I went to Verona to do the Casa di Giulietta. I like don't realize it, and then I'm a history and a book nerd when it comes to Europe. So like when I was in London, I was really mad that I didn't do, like, the Tower of London, and I was mad I didn't do, like, Stratford upon Avon and stuff like that. Like, those are things I want to go back and do, but I've traveled all over, and I love to do the nerdy stuff, and it's not even, like, it's not a second thought. It's just like, oh, that's just what I want to do when we're there. I am going back to Orlando in a few weeks, actually, just to do all the Harry Potter stuff, even though we're getting it here in, like, a few months. It's still just wanted to go.
It was amazing. I was working at Universal recently and watching the construction of Hogwarts and Hogsmeade, and like, it's insane. It looks so
early, actually, I heard.
I have an audition on Monday to work full time in Harry Potter, but we'll talk about that another time. But yeah, I spend a lot of time at Universal. I'm currently an employee there, so I'm like digging. I dig all the Potter things that are happening, but I still am using my free tickets to go to Orlando in like 3 weeks. Okay.
Moving on. I travel actually quite a bit. I usually like I'm going to like this past summer my friend got married in England, so I used that opportunity to go to like Stonehenge and totally geek out at Pandorica. I went to Stratford and did the whole Shakespeare thing. London, there's so many Sherlock Holmes kind of things. So I just kind of figure out where I'm going and find out what kind of geeky things I can find there to incorporate into my travel. So and my blog, Your Friend Elle, has a lot of tips on how to do that, so check that out.
Very lovely. For me, I'll just keep it short and sweet. I went to Italy because I played way too much Assassin's Creed. Moving on. Where would you go? If you, a place you haven't been yet, where are some of the places that you would go to? I mean, I think you guys kind of briefly talked about it, but like, just down the line, one place, go.
One place? Not space. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. okay, good. Japan. Yeah.
Becky?
It's not nerdy, but I want to go to Indonesia real bad. Okay.
I'd like to go back to England and do more of the places where Jane Austen wrote her books. I did some of them, but without my current husband, and I'd like him to come with me and experience all that.
Would you dress up?
I don't know. They do have like picnics and stuff where they dress up. They do like Regency style. It's really fun.
So you're basically gonna be that movie Austen Land.
Oh my god! I know every my bridal shower was Austen Land themed.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm like,
my dream place to go is to see the mosaics in Ravenna in Italy. But I never did the European backpacking thing after college. I pretty much went straight to work. So I would love to go do London, and my brother just moved to Brussels, so that would be fun too.
So we're all going to Brussels.
I'm a Vikings fan, and my husband's Norwegian, so I definitely want to go to Norway at some point and just love that culture.
Why not come back?
My boyfriend and I were just having this conversation like 2 days ago, and the two places that are the two next trips I think that we're gonna have to do is my brother lives in Italy and I want to go back and see southern Italy, but we also both agreed that Ireland, Scotland, and England to do more of the nerdy stuff. Like the whole reason I was like, yeah, we can do Scotland was more like I was like, let's go to Hogwarts. Like real Hogwarts. But yeah, so
I'd like to go to Greece because I'm also a history nerd, so I saw Italy and I was like, now I have to go to Greece. So
I want to go to London. I haven't been yet. It's sad, I know. But there are certain things that you can use when traveling, and apps are very, very important, and just like certain organization stuff, because sometimes when you travel overseas, like you don't really have internet, and that's never fun. But when you go traveling, it's always good to find places that are accessible. Like me personally, the way that I traveled is through Gate One Travel, and the cool thing about that is that they have all these tour guides and you can pick different tours and everything like that. Like my mom is going to London next year without me, and she is and she booked through Gate One Travel, but they actually had the option for the Harry Potter tour there. But one of the cool things about Gate One is that you can pay payments up until a certain date. Like you can put a down payment on your finance, because traveling across the world gets expensive, so you could just put your money down and then you just pay monthly until you pay it off, but you have to pay it off at that certain date. But it's just good that you don't have to pay completely out of pocket. But
I'm sure everyone else has.
Yeah, I have a couple here. These are the things that saved me when I was travel coordinating and booking 32 flights a day. There's an app called TripIt, TRIPIT. They are fantastic. It will scan your inbox. If you have any travel-related emails, it'll automatically import it into a designated trip file. It will track your flights for $49 a year. You can add all sorts of pro features. It's absolutely worth every penny of it. They also will track the fares so that if the fare drops down, they will notify you so you can actually contact the airline and get a refund on that. So TripIt is fantastic. Cannot recommend them highly enough. There's also a similar app called TripCase, same sort of deal. Also Flight Tracker, you can get the free version. That's all you need. If you add your flights to that, you get real-time flight, gate, destination changes, anything like that. They notify you of delays, estimations. It links you automatically to the airline's phone numbers, so you can just one click, call your airline and find out what's going on if you aren't happy with the changes that are happening. So those are, TripIt and Flight Tracker are my two absolute best apps. But Google Travel is also excellent now in terms of fares. You can really compare the low fares across the board, across airlines, multiple stops, different dates, whatever you want to do, they have filters for it, and the fares they're going to give you are fantastic. So
I love Blink by Groupon. Actually, like, last time I was in the UK, I'd be actually on the train, and I'd book either from Expedia or Blink, where I'd be sleeping by the time I got off the train. And I was never disappointed in the places I stayed. Unlike Priceline. Some people on this panel may like Priceline.
No. I like to name my own price, you guys.
But I got dermatitis.
Nobody likes Priceline. So they're referring to, I like to name my own price when I book.
No, she's never allowed to book in another hotel room.
And I booked like the cheapest hotel room in a hotel that I've ever seen. Not like a motel, but a hotel in Seattle.
No.
When Becky and Anastasia and I went to Seattle for Geek Girl Con.
Beware.
And we got there and they put us in a room that had like one bed.
Here's the first sign that things were going wrong. We walk up to the hotel Seattle and one of the letters is gone, and it just basically says Hotel Subtle.
There's no A in Seattle.
No A. And so we go up to the room. There's rust on the towels. There's exposed piping. And I got dermatitis.
Just don't stay at the Hotel Subtle. Just don't. That's the thing. Like, just we got settle. There, they gave us the wrong amount of beds. Then they moved us into another room after we threatened to not stay there at all. We got there and there were ghosts and rusty pipes and...
Because it was really scary.
And I got killed.
So, you know, Anastasia's never been the same.
It is important, though, to know how to research your hotel and look into it. So definitely look at reviews. The other thing you might want to look into is bedbugtracker.com, because that's something you want to be really aware of when you're traveling.
I use TripAdvisor a lot for checking reviews, because like especially if you go out of the country and there's not like Yelp in Japan, it's really easy to see real people reviewing. And then if it's in a different language, they have a translate button if you're using your web browser for TripAdvisor. And also, another cool thing it does is that if you want to do a walking tour somewhere and you're just, like, especially in Kyoto, there's so many things to see and it's like, how do I organize this shit? Oh, no one, like, I can't find information in English. You just go on your phone and, like, it's like, oh, do these four things in 40 minutes and you just follow this little map, and if your GPS works, it's easy. Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, but we have good stories from the Hotel Settle. The Hotel Settle is horrible. No, I don't want to talk about that anymore. Another app that I really like, this is more for Europe. I think they're trying to bring it here, but I haven't really seen it being used, but it's called Blah Blah Car. And it's basically it's like if Lyft and hitchhiking had a mediumly safe child. But there's
safe.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's not that it's unsafe, but it's not as like confirmed safe as Lyft. It's more akin to, you know, Airbnb or maybe couch surfing. But so like it's privately done, but it's basically like a carpool app. But oh my gosh, it can really like really save you money if you're traveling around. If you know you're trying to get from Manchester to London or something like that, it's totally worth checking out.
On that front, also, if you're traveling within the country, Zipcar is a fantastic thing. You pay a membership fee and you can reserve a car You drive the car, it's insured, they cover gas, they take care of everything for you. You can reserve it in any city once you have an annual membership and have set it up. It's really affordable, and it lets you use a car when you need a car, and only when you need a car. You don't have to rent it for an extended period of time. You can do it by the hour or by the day. So it's really solid.
Another lovely app, which is the only app on the screen because it deserves its own slide, is Nerd Out app.
Thank you. Yay!
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. So for those of you who don't know, Nerd Out is a free app on Android and Apple. It lists events in your area, so things like this con we're at, Geeks Who Drink Pub Nights, Geek Girl Brunch, screenings, cosplay events. It's also user input, so if you have an event, you can submit it to us. We'll add it to the app. And we actually have a booth, R13. If you come down, download the app, show us, you'll be entered to win a basket of goodies. And I also have a shirt to give away there, so. But yeah, so like I said, completely free, and Stephanie's show is on it, the show that shall not be named, so Becky's check that out. That. Becky's on that too. Sorry, Becky. I can't see you from here.
I'm here.
But yeah. Oh, yay. So yeah, we're only 2.5 months old, but yeah, totally download the app.
Awesome. So when you travel, it's always important to, bring things with you.
We have 19 cities currently. So for California, we have LA, Orange County, San Diego, and San Francisco. And then we have some international, like we have London and Vancouver and Toronto, New York, Chicago. We have a list.
So if you're going to the city, it's a great resource.
Yeah, some guy came up to me and he was like, oh, I was just visiting Seattle for work and I used it to find something to do that night. And he went to like a Geeks Who Drink Pub night and met some cool people. So yeah, you can totally use it while you're traveling.
Go to Atlanta.
Go to Atlanta, do it for Atlanta, because I'm going home soon and I'm spending too many days there and I'm like, I don't want to be stuck at home with my parents for too long.
Atlanta is actually on the list. So yeah, if you have a city that isn't on there yet, let us know, because we're doing it by kind of request. If we see a need for it there, we will add it to the list to be added to the app.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah.
And don't forget to bring stuff with you when you travel to these lovely places.
That's a great segue.
So my best friend just left for Europe for 2 months, and she showed me what she was packing, and it literally fit in a bag this big for 2 months, because she'll have access to washers and dryers, but not a whole bunch of other stuff. So this was pretty remarkable, but we sat down and we talked through her list, and she really had everything she needed in a bag that big. It was about 15 items, yeah. 20 items. Cool. So it really is possible to pack light. You can always pack lighter than you think you can. And now with the cost of airline baggage fees, which are just out of control and astronomical, absolutely try and plan ahead. And just think, okay, so I have one formal event. I need one formal outfit. If you can get something that you can dress up and dress down, all the better. Just basics. Really simple basics. Oh yeah.
I want you to
go for that. Okay. She was doing the Queen Mary cruise to London. So it goes New York to London, and it's an 8-day cruise. They require formal attire on board at all times. So she brought one little black dress that was adjustable to dress down. She brought a pashmina shawl, one pair of dressy shoes, a pair of sneakers, and a pair of flip flops, a swimsuit. I think she had three or four shirts, half of them were short-sleeved, half of them were long-sleeved and buttoned-down, so layerable, an umbrella or a raincoat, I can't remember which.
Underwear.
Yeah, she had underwear, that was in there, underwear and socks. A lot of the toiletries, yeah, you can always keep that in mind, is if you're not going to somewhere kind of in the middle of nowhere, you can always find toiletries there. And depending on the exchange rate of wherever you're going, it may be cheaper just to leave your stuff home and buy there. And then just a few random accessories, a camera, and that was pretty much it.
That's my kind of girl. I'm minimalist too. Toothbrush,
underwear, wallet.
No clothes.
Yeah.
You don't need any clothes because you can use your underwear as clothes.
Exactly. Hey, if I'm traveling, I want to see the world and I want the world to see me. Okay.
I can't pack that light because I like to do themes, right? So last time I went to the UK, like I had to have a theme out for each thing I was doing. So I did New Year's Eve in a blitzkrieg, like a blitz, what do they call it? Oh my God, a bomb shelter, where they used to do like parties in these bomb shelters during World War II. So I had to have a World War II outfit, of course. And then I had to have a Doctor Who outfit for Cardiff. And then I had to have a Harry Potter outfit. Like, I need these outfits. So I pack lighter on the camera because I just bring my phone as my computer and my phone as my camera.
Thank God for like the sign in her universe making really cute themed outfits that are cotton and easier to pack.
That's true. I have a dress in my purse right now.
Like you do.
I just wanted you guys to know that.
Yeah, but these are some of the items that saved me on my trip.
Oh, that Downy wrinkle release stuff is amazing. You don't need an iron. You just spray it on, you pull the thing straight, and it stays. It's fantastic.
That's good to know, because I don't even know what an iron is.
Yeah.
The Kula that's up there, you may be like, what the hell is that? It's, like, the best thing for girls that would like to put on their makeup, but they're going to be traveling all day. It is, I think it's 25 or 50, SPF, but it's a makeup setting spray. So you and it's all natural. So you spray it on, and you've set your makeup all day, so you won't have to reapply all day, and you have sunscreen on. You just reapply the setting spray a few hours later just to make sure that you're adequately sunscreened.
And on the sunscreen front, there is a company called Coolibar that if you have skin like me, where you're basically translucent, they make clothing with SPF built in, and they have really lightweight stuff that's great for summer. They have heavier stuff for other times of the year, but if you are incredibly sun sensitive or don't feel like slathering on sunscreen all over, their stuff is the best. I call it my super shirt. It looks like a Leia hood. It's amazing, and I wear it almost every day in the summer.
Also, the sunscreen, the powder one, it goes right over your makeup, and it's really easy. Also, when you're traveling, sometimes the toilet situation is not amazing. So if you go to Target or whatever, they'll have like the toilet cover seat covers, which are important, and toilet paper, because in some countries they charge you for toilet paper. And I'm a hand sanitizer freak. Yeah, also Febreze.
I'm a huge fan of baby wipes too. Like, if you take just like get a regular thing of baby wipes, which you can almost buy anywhere too, you don't necessarily have to take it with you. I use them as makeup removers. I get like the sensitive skin ones, but I use them as baby. Use them as makeup removers. I use them as you know, like a whore's bath or like a quick shower when you've been sweating all day.
Just pour.
A whore's bath. The whore's bath. I'm not, but baby wipes are great for that. Also, if there's no toilet paper or anything, you can just feel clean all day, and it's a small thing to take to handle like various tasks.
There's one room in the hotel settle that smells entirely of baby wipes because we wiped the whole thing down with Stephanie's baby wipes.
Stay in that room. I've got dermatitis.
There was also something else up there that I felt like.
Wait, which one? Well, on the sanitizing wipes thing, the Clorox wipes are amazing. One of the easiest ways to get sick is on an airplane, and you can completely dodge that if you just wipe down all of the surfaces on a plane as soon as you get on. It's there was a horrible story about a plane that got norovirus a couple years back, and the way you can avoid that is wipe it all down. And make sure you've seen your doctor before you go if you're going internationally, and make sure that you've actually had all of the immunizations you need for that travel.
Another thing I always do on planes is the medical masks. You always see people like wearing them in like hospitals and stuff. If you wear them on a plane, it really helps. It helps you not your nose and mouth not get dehydrated when you're sleeping on the plane, and it helps like prevent other germs getting to you also. And if you are sick, it helps you from not spreading it as well. I always wear those on the plane, even though I'm like a crazy person. I'm just like, whatever, I'm in
also,
my zone.
Also, bourbon helps. Just bourbon. Just straight up bourbon kills everything.
Yeah. You guys, we should make an Etsy store of us decorating medical mask for people to wear on planes so they're cute.
Oh,
they already sell this.
You guys, we're going to start our own, okay, Michelle?
Yeah, medical mask cosplay.
I think this is a new thing.
.com.
It's already a thing, guys.
Okay. No one has ever thought of it ever, and I'm about to make millions. Thank you very much.
Well, along with all that stuff, we also need your electronic stuff, like phone chargers, because phones die. Even at conventions, you need phone charger battery ports so you're not hanging out the wall instead of buying all the lovely things that they have on the con floor. But on the topic of stylish medical mask, how is your jet set nerd travel style, huh? Yeah. How about my segues today?
It's pretty good.
Pretty awesome. Okay, I swear by these shoes. I did the teaks. They are very expensive. I do know that, but they are the most comfortable shoes I have ever had and ever bought. And they fold up, and like when you buy them, they come with a little baggie. And they also come with an extra bag, so if you are wearing heels or anything like that, like, you just unroll it out and it turns into like a big bag and your shoes just go fit in there. They are expensive, I do say that. It was like an investment. It's definitely an investment, but these shoes,
give them the price.
Well, if you just want plain ones, they're like,
just give them the price. Just rip it off like a band-aid.
Like 80, 90, what are we talking about here?
It's a little bit more than that.
Dr. Scholl's sells a pair of collapsible
shoes
with a bag for about $9.
Yeah. But I will say about those Dr. Scholl's is if you are a lady with bigger feet, not that I am, but if I was like a 10.5, those don't work, even though they say they will, and they break.
They're also very thin, so you don't want to wear them for long. Yeah, so it's trekking. But.
So that's one of the things, because one of the most important things when any travel or you're walking around is your feet. Like, your feet, you must take care of your feet regardless. So you can either go ahead and buy, like, the Dr. Scholl stuff if, like, as a one-off. But if you realize the more and more stuff you put, more money you put into certain items, you're basically paying the same price as one item that you do that.
$100
in those belly flats,
girl. She's not going to say the price, but I'm going to, so I just Googled it. Teaks are starting at $175. There you go.
I feel like there are some knockoffs probably that you can track down.
I've got a great idea for an invention. We made little floppy shoes. We decorated them. They could fold them. You could put them in a bag. No one's ever thought of this before. It's a bunch of make millions.
Let's make them look like tribbles.
That would be amazing. The things I like to travel with, I'm a Kipling freak. So I love my Kipling duffel bag, and it's very bright. That's actually the color of my Kipling bag. So I can see it when it comes out. It's the really teal one. Yep.
Teal?
Yeah, that is.
My color.
There are three, four.
So that's basically the stuff I have. So I have a teal problem, you guys. So I love Kipling and I love Uniqlo, because Uniqlo has these little foldable bags, and they also have these foldable coats that are waterproof, and they're just amazing.
If you were traveling in the winter, get HeatTech. Like, don't mess around with giant coats. Get HeatTech, and you're going to be super fucking warm.
There was a Kickstarter recently for a company I saw, and I wish I remembered what it was called. But it was the, like, jacket that's, like, a sweatshirt, a jacket, everything in one. It holds up into a travel pillow.
It had a blazer version of it.
It was one of the highest rated Kickstarters. They ended up making some of the most money of any project that's ever been on Kickstarter.
I tried to pre-order one. They're sold out.
That's a great idea for invention.
We'll find it. And that's another way to easy get things that are available for more than one use.
Yeah, multitasking is so important when you're traveling. You know, having a kit of things that you can use for multiple things, like wet wipes or like clothes that you can dress up or dress down, those are so important when you're traveling because it helps you really travel light.
Comfort, too.
Yeah.
I'd way rather be comfortable.
I'm a sweatshirt and t-shirt girl when I'm on a plane. I don't care. I'm wearing big comfy sneakers and comfy clothes because I just want to be comfortable when I'm traveling. Unless there's something, you know, I'm meeting somebody at the airport or whatever. And in which case, it's in my bag and I change at the airport.
Yeah, when I travel, I kind of look like shit all the time. I don't know. But it's like, I take my one cute selfie when I'm out, like, for a night. But usually, I just get super good at it because I know who's going to see me.
Not if you're wearing your really sexy cosplay mask.
Yeah. Oh, and while we were talking about electronics, also, keep in mind, you may need transformers, depending on which country you're going to. Not Bumblebee, but, you know, there's so much
There's a good one at Best Buy for $20, and it is the best investment. The more expensive ones have crapped out on me. The $20 one at Best Buy is the best one you can get.
Yeah, it's the one that has all of them, right? Yeah, it's the best one. It's so cool. even if you're only going to go to one place, you're like, I could.
You also may want to look into getting, if you're going internationally, an immersion heater, which you basically, it's like a coil of wire. You stick it in your water and it will boil your water for you. If you're going to a place where you need to be aware and conscious of the water, and it's not like a bottle of water only situation like India, but where it's, you know, most of Europe, if you're not sure how you react to the water, immersion heaters are fantastic.
There's also the Brita water bottles that are super cheap. You can get them, you can find them sometimes for like anywhere from $4 to $20. They're Brita bottles that they have like a core that's the filter, so you just pour the water in and it filters it
before
you drink
too.
It. That too, yeah.
Yeah. That's so, good for just like any travel anywhere. I mean,
yeah.
You know, just like traveling in the U.S., like water tastes weird to me whenever I leave L.A., which is, because L.A. water is weird, I don't know, but I'm used to it.
Staying hydrated is important.
Yeah. But we do that for Comic-Con, the Brita bottles, mm-hmm. because it's like...
Yeah, don't buy water, God damn.
I'm like, I will just go to the bathroom, I don't care what the water is coming out of the sink, because it's going to be filtered. Yeah.
Well, now we have time for a few questions.
Stuff
and prizes and all that fun stuff.
I want to say one thing about this. That is a
what's happening on
the Iron Man thing, that is my sleeping bag. So sorry.
Oh, while we're looking at those, there is a new suitcase that was released in the last year. I think it's about $200, so it's a little pricier than a normal suitcase, but it is an all-in-one. It does everything from back to the bed bug topic. It will heat everything in it to a sanitary point where it would kill anything that got into it. It has a power charger. It has all sorts of cool gizmos and gadgets, and it's just really, really cool looking and worth checking out, and I'm blanking on the name of it, but if you Google all-in-one suitcase. Yeah.
And you can put this cool new present on it.
Yeah. Anybody have any comments?
Questions? You, sir.
I have a question for Michelle.
Hi.
You said you did the Harry Potter tour in Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you done the one in Orlando as well?
I haven't, but I did a lot of comparisons. There's a lot of stuff at the Japan one that they do not have at the, like, merchandise-wise, for sure.
Okay.
So they don't have Diagon Alley yet, because, you know, Universal Florida, they just did the expansion. They don't have the expansion in Japan yet, but the, like, amount of merchandise that is like different and better in Japan is staggering, of course. They have headbands that are like, that have like the griffin on it and like all the animals on headbands for no reason. They have like glasses that are shaped like owls and crap. They have all sorts of, oh my god, they have like chocolate that's shaped like Harry Potter, or just like stuff to give as souvenirs.
You can eat Harry Potter?
It's weird. They have, it's funny because they actually import a bunch of like Europeans there, so there's like English people who are doing all the shows and stuff and who are speaking half Japanese and half English, so you could totally go and like get it, like you do not need to speak any Japanese to enjoy it. It's really, really fun, and yeah, but
they will be getting Diagon Alley here as well. That expansion will happen.
Oh my
here,
god, that was supposed to be for you,
here.
But
yeah.
But you have to go grab it off the floor.
We're crack shots.
I'm a crack shot aim.
Any other
questions? They could be random ones. They could be like, what's your birthday?
You don't have to agree to have me throw it at you. Somebody else.
And you have to pick it up off the floor. Hey!
What's your favorite like nerdy place?
For asking that question while people are thinking, this is from Loot Crate's Level Up program, their fashion level. This is a travel bag for your travel accessories, that's Harley Quinn, and also from Espionage Cosmetics, some Harley Quinn nail wraps to match it, and a flyer about Loot Crate, come get it. While people are thinking,
she doesn't throw stuff.
I throw stuff.
So we're going to start off at the end, Michelle.
And also you get this.
You get to pick stuff off the floor!
Nobody here is a
pick. Everybody gets to pick off the floor!
It's more fun!
I'd probably say my favorite, like, nerdy thing is, like, a lot of, you can find online, I mean, there's everything from, like, Buffy, where they filmed, like, the high school, to movie sets you can, like, visit, you know? You just kind of gotta, like, look, like, Google what you're looking for. And I mean, there's so many websites that are not coming to my head right now that have like listings of like where you'll find, you know, they shot the Bat. Like my friend that used to live near right where the original Batcave was, things like that. So you can just, there's plenty of websites that just have that. And I think it's just fun. You can go dress up, you
do little photos, and it's cute, you know, and free usually. So.
I live like right across the street from Whimsic Alley, which, if you've never been to Whimsic Alley, it's a fandom themed store. But they have events all the time. It's ridiculous. They have like craft fairs and performances and all sorts of things that happen there. Teas, balls. Yeah, I mean, I know Anastasia has gone to the Yule Ball a bunch of times.
Ball?
Yule Ball.
Ball.
Like, she's got. She likes balls.
Ball,
she likes to go to the ball. But there's like
Anastasia
stuff like that.
Has been to a lot of balls.
Thank you.
She gets. She, I said the Yule Ball. I can't say it, but that's a great resource. That's a great resource. There's also there's like Jane Austen Regency dances and things. LA is
yes.
the best.
Yes.
It's the coolest. LA is the best. And that's just it. If you don't live here, I'm looking at you, Rick. You should be here because we have things going on all the time.
The barcades are really great. Those are taking hold in LA. So there's the one up in Sherman Oaks. There's 82 Barcade downtown. There's Flipsies.
San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco has a bunch. So those are all really fantastic. I also am a huge fan of Vasquez Rocks, which is, they shot a bunch. Basically every sci-fi movie that you've ever seen that has a planet with rocks was shot at Vasquez Rocks. So a ton of Star Trek was there. You know, all sorts of stuff, and it's about an hour outside of LA, but it's a great day trip. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And then if you're into steampunk, Clockwork Couture is really cool. They do a bunch of really neat stuff.
They're now called
Kristen, where you at?
Wait, I know she was asking. Wait,
Clockwork Couture closed down. Oh yeah, that's right.
But it turned into Geeky Tees.
I'm a big fan of, I don't know, I like going to Universal Studios. I just think that's, I don't know, I'm super geeky like that. But especially on Halloween. I'm really mad this year I did not do Halloween Horror Nights, but usually that's one of my favorite things to do. I know, but there's so many people. And you have to get the fast pass if you do it. But I also like when museums have exhibits. So I lived in Seattle, so I went to the EMP Museum all the time. So I did the Battlestar Galactica thing there.
They had a ton of events there too.
Oh my God, so much stuff.
On the app.
So yes, yeah. I was actually just looking at it. That's what I was distracted by, looking at your app. But I really like museum exhibits, especially the ones that are costume related. So when they come out and it's like, oh, the Game of Thrones costumes, or, you know, come see this. I just think that's super cool because I'm in costumes.
Also, Vidum does that all the time, too.
Yeah. They have
like,
their movie.
That's great in LA. Yeah.
And in LA.
Says the person who says she doesn't travel nerdy.
What Stephanie mentioned about the Jane Austen balls, and they have, if you sign up for the newsletter for Mass Historia, they will send you a newsletter every other week, not too spammy, and it says there's like a million, like, there's dance classes you can take to learn Victorian dance, Edwardian dance, Regency dance, it's all up in there. You can go to a history themed event almost every single weekend in LA. The Victorian ball is coming up next month. The Jane Austen ball is in, it's Mass Historia. I don't know if that's
like Hysteria.
Hysteria, yeah. And like, so I've been to the Jane Austen dance. The dance classes are, they'll have like two before the actual ball. They're $10. You don't have to go to both. They're one's for beginners, one's for advanced. And it's really, really easy. They literally, they call the moves. You practice it in four. It's really fun. You don't have to have a partner. I've danced with both the male and the female before because it's just like, you know, there's not enough guys to go around. You can just write your costume. It's just really fun. Like, I went and I started crying a little bit because it was so, like, it was exactly like how I imagined it should be, you know? It was great.
Game House Cafe, too, is really cool in Glendale. They have a huge selection of board games. You can always, you know, you pick your game, you pay a fee, and you can sit and hang out and play video games or tabletop games all day, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, Meltdown Commons has a ton of programs like that as well. They have, they're connected to, it's on Sunset Boulevard, and the back of it is Nerdist Industry owns it, so they have like comedy shows and stuff back there, but they also do open session D&D nights on Sunday, I believe, and like drawing.
Also
and stuff.
Just like weird, like there, we just went to a Simpsons art gallery there.
Yeah.
The other day, like just like awesome strange, stuff. Interesting events and stuff.
Yeah, Tashin Gallery does a bunch of really cool
things.
And
I am 8 also.
Yeah.
Just so much, guys. So much.
Since you mentioned
the barcade that is in downtown, what's the name of that one again?
82
Barcade. 82 Barcade. That's right next to Angel City Brewery, which is, if you're a beer nerd, I'm just going to claim being a beer nerd.
freaking great. This place is awesome. Go there and drink all the beer.
Oh, and they have theme nights there too, so that's always awesome. I concur with the Universal, because I know me and Joy get like our cravings for Krusty Burgers, and then we go there and drink and eat. Yes, they taste like awesome. That's my thing.
Universal, and you know, they announced earlier this year that they're going to have Nintendo-themed expansions in all the parks. So it's not. I don't think it's under construction yet, but it will be happening. There will be Nintendo stuff in all the parks. And Harry Potter's opening in a few months, so.
My favorite place to go on my downtime, other than my home, is it's actually my favorite local comic shop is the Comic Bug. They actually have a booth here too. I've met so many amazing indie comic artists and everything like that just going through them, and they also host their own movie screenings too. So like they offer tickets to go see movies, like they have that big one for they have one for Star Wars, and it's just specifically Comic Bug. Like they host it and they have their amount of tickets that you can buy and stuff like that. So it's just always cool to just meet all these people, and they are a big host on Free Comic Book Day and Comic Bug. They have two locations, one's in Culver City and one's in Manhattan Beach.
If you're in the Valley, my local comic shop is Earth 2 on Ventura Boulevard, and
They're fantastic. Yeah, with the galaxy one that's in like Van Nuys, they do events all the time. Mr. Galaxy? No, they're in, they're not in. No, there's something galaxy in Van Nuys. Van Nuys, they do events all the time. It's very, Anastasia, you won your Ewok. Oh yeah, the singles night. What's that thing called? The store called? Because they do events all the time too. Look it up. They're always, you know, this is a confusion.
I may have been drunk and happy off of Ewok when I...
Sorry.
Okay, so...
Other questions, sir?
Yeah, we have a Nerd Out t-shirt to give away. In the mic.
Christian, do you have a question?
You gotta ask a question.
You can win a t-shirt.
I mean, stranger we don't know.
I mean, who are you?
Yeah.
Is there any, like, group trips you guys want to plan for...
You guys want to? You trying to come on a trip with us right now?
So where do you guys want to go? Let's all travel to the spot and just be there.
Actually, you know, the Jonathan Colton cruise is a great geek destination. If you're into cruises, there's a 10-day cruise. It's Jonathan Colton. He brings a bunch of his awesome geeky friends, Pat Rothfuss, John Scalzi, Grant Imahara. They all went this year and had a blast. And so you go, you hang out, you cruise around the Caribbean and for 10 days and with a huge cruise ship full of geeks. And then there are live shows every night and karaoke and like all of the geeky things you want, everybody goes. It's supposed to be fantastic.
Speaking of cruises, I just found out that there's a cruise that I found out from our friends Bonnie and Xander who are library bards, they perform on these. There's a cruise that they're doing for Comic-Con where you get on a cruise from LA, you go to Mexico for like a day or two, and then it freaking parks at the harbor at San Diego Comic-Con, and it is your hotel and your food for Comic-Con.
That's so awesome.
The only way there's going to be a race to laptops.
You guys never heard of this because it's all booked. By every single one of us in this panel.
Yeah, there's a lot of cruises.
I just saw Back to the Future one that was like on to the Future Day, and there's a cosplay cruise.
And the Walking
there's
a, Dead
there's a
one.
Few of them, yeah.
So I think might
that
be a little.
Terrible.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that might be scary.
I love Walking Dead, but I don't want to be on a cruise with zombies. Step on a boat with zombies.
And they, are they going to? Because like that would be
brains.
Yeah, they feed you brains. Well, we are out of time. And it has been an amazing time with you guys. So I'll just have everyone quickly go down the line and say their goodbyes. Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
You want me to start at the end?
So long.
Hi, you can find me at yourfriendl.com. That's where you can find all my travel blog stuff and then Nerd Out app. So. At Steph Pressman with PH. And fashionablynerdy.com.
Netopack, N-E-D-O-P-A-K. And I forgot to mention my favorite event of the year is the Geeky Awards, which I do. So if you guys have never heard of it, go to thegeekyawards.com, G-E-E-K-I-E. And we just had it a few weeks ago, but it will be next October.
And even better. Yeah.
I am at DreamWisp on Twitter, and then I will be doing a few more panels here. I'm doing one with Anastasia tomorrow, moderating Spartacus as well.
See you guys later. My internet name is at I am Chubby Bunny on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff, and I'm going to be in a panel in this room in a second with Anastasia.
I'm at the Becky Sanders. Myself and Stephanie will be performing at 3:30 in Hall E for the show that shall not be named, which is Harry Potter themed improv. And I'm holding things to throw at you.
Hey,
I'm at Anastasia W on Twitter and at Anastasia Wash on Instagram. And that is not how you throw things. I will be in this room for another hour. So just stay here for comics and cocktails.
And now you can pick up all the prizes off the floor. And I am Curious Joy, Joy with an I, Curious Joy, not Curious George the monkey, just Curious Joy because I got it off of Britney Spears perfume. All right, thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.